While the Brexit uncertainty continues, parts of Britain's economy are grinding to a standstill. Just yesterday, the collapse of British Steel was in part blamed on investors unwilling to consider a bailout, while the fate of Mrs. May remains unresolved. The British pound is also taking a battering against major currencies as the deepening political uncertainty escalates. Jane Foley is head of foreign exchange strategy at Rabobank in London, and she's speaking with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Well, the mood in London is extremely uncertain, but there is a deeper feeling amongst really the electorate, and this is one of real frustration and impatience, because for such a long time now there has been the Brexit saga dragging on. And of course, what that has done, the Brexit process, has left a legacy of real confusion in terms of politics in its wake, whether or not this is the end of the two-party system in the UK, whether or not this is the end of the Tory party. So it is likely that the confusion in British politics is likely to drag on perhaps for some years.
And as you say, the uncertainty is accelerating, and the British pound has been a key barometer in all of this about how global markets are feeling at the moment, and once again the direction is down.
It is, and certainly the direction has been quite heavily down over the last week or so, but that I believe is due to speculators looking at what the market consensus was for Brexit, and most banks and other research houses have continued to say that it is likely a deal will be done on Brexit between the UK and the EU, and have continued to forecast that sterling would therefore move higher on the back of that. So over the last week or two, the clearer realisation that there is still quite a significant probability that the UK could fall out of the EU without a deal has been really much more measured, and this is why we see sterling really on the back foot in the last couple of weeks.
And British Prime Minister Theresa May remains on the edge of walking the plank, but if she did quit or was pushed out of the job, would that actually create some certainty?
Well, that's the issue. If she were to leave, well, we're still left with the same stalemate with respect to Brexit. So if we did have a replacement for Theresa May, so a leader of the Tory party and therefore default the Prime Minister, it could certainly be a Brexiteer. Maybe someone like Boris Johnson or Michael Gove. And the question is, well, how will the negotiations with Europe go then when with a Brexiteer at the helm? And in any case, the Europeans have said that the withdrawal agreement is not up for renegotiation. So we would still have a continuation of stalemate, of a lack of compromise, and really of uncertainty about what's going to happen.
And a factor in British Steel's collapse was Brexit uncertainty and the difficulty in finding a buyer. So we're seeing the impact going right through the British economy.
We certainly are. I mean, if we look through 2018, in every quarter, business investment was negative. Now, that's really unusual outside a recession. And no doubt, it's quite obvious that when you get a high degree of political uncertainty, investors put projects on the back burner. They don't want to invest in that sort of environment. And the risk is that as we move into the middle of the year and beyond, well, growth will slow.
So we've been told to strap in for a bumpy ride for some time now, but it must be getting pretty monotonous.
It is very monotonous, and most of the population, I think, in the UK just want the whole Brexit thing to be finished. The unfortunate thing is, though, is that there really is no compromise in sight as we stand. And of course, even if there were to be an end to this Brexit debate right now, we've still got a couple of years at least of negotiations about the future arrangements between the UK and the EU. And of course, we do have to sort out this huge political mess that we now have. And really, that could take years.
Jane Foley, head of foreign exchange at Rabobank in London, with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.